Hugh Basil, stay with us because you're here for a second health story that Lisa has. This is another exclusive story. And Lisa, this is about caring for the elderly.
Yes, that's right, Stephen. You'll remember the case that we covered extensively on the Nolan Show, the case of Ivy McCluskey, whose carer came into the home and ate her food. Patricia Young was convicted of neglect in that case. Well, this is another case of Inez Campbell. She suffered from Alzheimer's, and Karen Ferguson from Queensway Gate in Derriachi was supposed to be looking after her. Instead, Karen Ferguson was actually helping herself to cash from Mrs. Campbell's disabled husband's wallet.
Taking cash out of her purse?
Out of Mr. Campbell's wallet.
Out of
his trousers, yeah.
Wow.
So she was, the 40-year-old was secretly filmed stealing that money. And yesterday she was sentenced to 6 months in jail after pleading guilty to those three counts of theft. Now, she's been released on bail pending an appeal of sentence. But I said, you know, she was secretly filmed. That video, as I understand it, is now on our website, www.bbc.co.uk/Nolan. You've tweeted it. I think Vinny's tweeted it as well. But it's worth just seeing this carer in her carer uniform going to Mr. Campbell's trousers, lifting out £20 notes, going to the mantelpiece, lifting £20 notes.
All right. If you want to see that from the Twitter feed, at Stephen Nolan, on the website, bbc.co.uk. Who have you been speaking to about this?
Well, it's now emerged that she was also a convicted benefit fraudster. And that this was declared to the agency that employed her.
Ah, convicted benefit fraudster, looking after old people.
Looking after elderly people in their own home.
Good.
So we'll get into that in a moment, but let's hear from Norman Campbell, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Campbell.
My mum had Alzheimer's for the last 6 years, and my dad was looking after her, doing everything. So he was getting under pressure last year. 13th of December, we brought in carers to get mum up in the morning, get her showered, get her dressed, ready for the day.
Because your dad, he's disabled and just couldn't cope anymore?
Just couldn't cope, no. So that's a big thing too for him to have to admit that he needed help, you know. I come up home on the 1st of January to say Happy New Year to the folks. And that evening my dad happened to say to me that he thought the carer was taking money out of his wallet. The next morning I set up the camcorder on the top of the chest of drawers, and the lady took £20 sterling from the wallet in the fireplace. So that day we went and we got a pen corder. It's a pen camera. And she came in the next day and took another 20. So in the 4 days she took £100 sterling, which is quite a lot for old people, really, you know, because the winter fuel allowance, I think, is only about 200 or 300. So she's taken quite a whack of that, 200, actually, yeah.
How did you feel watching those pictures of this able-bodied woman coming into your home who's being paid to look after your parents?
Well, obviously, because she has that position of trust in the house, I guess not a lot of people would even think that somebody like that would do something like that, you know, because these people are all supposed to be vetted, and there'd be a lot of old folks out there that maybe wouldn't be as alert as my dad, you know, and maybe wouldn't have £80 to run off and buy a camera with it to catch them. And that's really the only way you can catch them. You see, that's the worst thing. This could be going on quite a lot and you wouldn't know. Also, of course, there's the fact that she's there for 30 minutes. That's her time allocated for looking after my mum. Now, the 3 mornings that I had videoed her, she was only spending an average of about 11 minutes with my mum. So then that means my mum's not getting the proper care, you know what I mean?
So not only is your mum not getting the proper care, but then she's helping herself before she leaves the house?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And I mean, you see, if you're taking 20 quid a day, you know, it doesn't sound like much. But then when you add it all up together, you could be up to serious money. As much as your wages, maybe more, you know.
How did all of this affect your parents, given that it took a lot for your dad to admit that he needed the help in the first place?
Well, that's it, you see. And then when all this sort of happened, then dad went further down and couldn't look after mum. Mum had to go into a nursing home from that lady came into the house. And then when we found out she was stealing the money, then it went, you know, kept going down and down and down. And now mum's in a home, dad's on his own. It's just destroyed the whole family life, you know.
The trigger that set off this chain of events, from a carer coming in, being placed in a position of trust, who then abused that trust.
Yeah.
Your mother's now in a home, having spent so many years at home dealing with her condition.
There's also moves now to close the old people's homes and try and look after people at home. But that leaves us wide open for these people to come in and do these things, you know. I mean, I would agree with people being looked after at home, but the people doing the cairn have to be vetted properly.
Well, we were in court and we heard her solicitor reveal that she had a conviction from 2007 for being in receipt of benefits that she wasn't entitled to.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that somebody who was already convicted of that sort of dishonest offence was then allowed to take on a position of coming into the home of your parents who are vulnerable?
You can't just let anybody in. I mean, if she has a previous record, why is she allowed to work and looking after people, you know? Now, I spoke to the Public Prosecution Service about this and they don't seem to think that the Nursing and Care and Director or the Trust or anybody has any questions to answer even on this. And, you know, it's up to them really to do their job. Who are they answerable to? They're unaccountable, really, you know?
If somebody had told you about Karen Ferguson's previous conviction, would you have been happy for her to come in here and look after your mum?
Absolutely not, no.
The judge also said that she had no idea about the family circumstances of your parents.
Mm.
And she was assuming that they were elderly, that they were vulnerable. Were you surprised that the PPS hadn't got in touch with you to ensure that the judge was informed of that before sentencing?
Well, as I said, I had spoke to the PPS, but they'd made no, they'd asked for no information on what the consequences were.
For the PPS, for Karen Ferguson, for anybody who's listening to this today, could you just tell them the impact that this has had on your elderly parents?
It's devastating. It's you know, home's not home anymore. Every night now, Dad goes and see Mum every day and every night now, and every night it's Mum can't understand why she's not going home to her own wee house, you know. It's been downhill all the way. It's just devastating. There's no other word for it. It's just destroyed the house, you know, the home. Where you're sitting is where Mum always sat, you know, and that's now, Dad said, that's now the empty space, you know. So it's just a big gap in their lives now. Huh?